reading the entire instruction manual. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, reading the entire instruction manual. I have a program that came from Apple, and it's called iLife. And in iLife, they have a whole lot of wonderful programs. Now, you could just take this iLife manual that is there and go through it very easily, very quickly, very wonderfully. And you can just jump from area to area, because that's what touches you, the iPod, the podcasts, the photographs, the various things that it has in there. You can go from point to point. But you'll find that the book is laid out in such a manner so that as you go through each stage or each phase, it leads you to the next phase so that you can be diligent and be powerful in each subsequent stage as you were in the past stage. So you're reading about photographs in the beginning of the book, and then as after you finish reading about photographs and how to handle them in the iPhoto and how to use them and how to label them, and you thereby go and label all your photos properly and put proper definitions around them, then you go into the next place and you learn how to make a web page for yourself, and you learn how to take some of the photos and put them in your web page. We've already labeled them now. You've already made them nice. And then you take other things that you want on your web page. You want to have your a podcast on your web page. And so then you finish reading all about the web page and how to make them and how to do them. And you go to the next one, which is podcast. And it's a whole chapter telling you how to create a podcast and how to do it simply and beautifully and how to use all the techniques you've learned in iPhoto and how all the techniques you've learned in the GarageBand and the other projects that are available. And you learn how to use them, each one step by step. And then you have in your podcast, you have talks, and you want to make these talks beautiful. You want to put music in them. You want to put pictures in them or even video in it. And you learn how to do that as you go step by step, because each one of the steps, as you came through the iPhoto and you came through the home page and then you came through the podcast, you came through all these things. As you came through them, you learned specifically and wonderfully how to do it. Now, if you skip any part of it, then you will be sort of weak and unable to do each subsequent step as wonderfully as you could. And you say, oh, this is just too much bother, just too difficult. Yet, if you had learned the steps as you went along, learned them beautifully, learned them significantly, learned them caringly, you would have found that it was not difficult at all. You did them with such ease and such precision and such wonder that it was just a joy. Well, reading the entire manual, reading the entire instruction manual, is very vital. As you read it, you may not see the relevance of each little aspect of it as you go along. You may think this is unnecessary now. But as soon as you go back into the more intense or the more advanced portions of the work, you find that each of those early steps, each of those early unimportant steps, serve a very significant purpose. And as they serve a significant purpose, you are doing things where you are using them in a beautiful way, where they are not causing you to wonder, what do I do next? How do I do this? Where do I put this point? But you know, because you've read the entire instruction manual. Now, I've received a number of books, and some of these books I read once and I'm done. Some of the books I read twice and I love it very much. Some books, like Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East, I read 3, 4, and 5 times. And each time I read it, I find new significant material in the book. Our instruction manuals in life should be like the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. It should be so fascinating, so interesting, so desirable that we read it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. We read it and we make it ours. We become geniuses in it. And it's merely a matter of doing it. And how do you become a genius in it? You say, I don't have any time. Well, if you would just take 1 hour every morning when you first wake up, before you do anything else, and just read in the instruction manual. And then the next day, read in the instruction manual. And you'll find that within a very few days, you will have read the entire instruction manual. Then you read it again without being too concerned about applying it. You're just putting these concepts in your mind. You're making them in your consciousness, like you're sleeping on this book and learning all that it has. You're putting it into your thought system. And you do it again and again and again. And then you start applying it. And as you apply it, you say, oh yeah, I know how that, oh yeah, that's, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You are on the oh yes idea because you have made yourself aware of the instruction manual. You made yourself aware of the techniques for utilizing the instruction manual. And in no time at all, you're doing it very beautifully and very powerfully and very well. If all of us in life, and there are very few instruction manuals, truly. If we would take the instruction manuals and study them and study them and study them, make them ours, we would find that the tasks we set before us in life are all very simple and very wonderful. I've had a home page for many years now, but someone else made it, and someone else did it, and someone else managed it. And every time I want to manage it myself, I didn't have the skills. I didn't have the HTML skills to make changes the way I wanted to. I knew how to do it. I knew how to get in there. But I didn't practice and practice and practice because someone else would do it. If I wanted it done, I'd just call the webmaster and he'd take care of it. But he made an invalid out of me by not being able to do it instantly when I wanted to. Instantly adding things when I wanted to. And so, having allowed him to do this to me, I have lost the opportunity to be skillful in those areas. Well, now that I'm working with Apple, now that I'm working with Macintosh, now that I'm working with these beautiful programs that are readily understandable to me, so to speak, a neophyte in the language of home page work and things like that, I feel very comfortable and very wonderful. And it's like saying, yes, I can do that. And I don't have to learn 3 or 4 other languages in the process before I can do it. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But reading the entire instruction manual is going to make my life a lot easier, a lot more wonderful, a lot more fulfilling, and a lot easier for me. A lot easier for me. I'm blessing myself, and it's mine, and it's wonderful. And I am doing it myself, right now, in every area of my life. Reading the entire instruction manual. Wow. From cover to cover, not missing any little venue in it. And as I do that, every aspect of it falls into place as I put it to work in whatever area I choose to use it. Kind of fun, kind of interesting, kind of exciting. You can do that too, and I know you do. Have a lovely day, and know that reading the entire instruction manual is a natural for a genius. I love you, genius. I love you, genius. I love you, genius.